The world's big banks agree on blowout prevention rules.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. Welcome to the week. I'm Bill Radke. Central banks and regulators from around the world have agreed to major reforms to help head off future meltdowns. Banks will be told to triple the amount of spare cash they hold on their books. From London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard has more.
The plan is designed to make banks lend more responsibly. They'll be told to keep a bigger cushion of capital in reserve. In fact, three times more cash to fall back on than is currently required. It's hoped that this will make for a more stable banking system. The reform was finally agreed to at a meeting in the Swiss city of Basel over the weekend. Within the banking community, it's called Basel III. The stricter rules could mean there's less money to lend, especially in some parts of the US where there are many smaller banks. Justin Urquhart-Stewart is with fund manager Seven Investment.
Well, any constriction on capital at this moment will have an impact. It's the sort of thing that the American economy probably doesn't need at this moment. But on the other hand, it does need to make sure it has a functional banking system.
And he points out the banks will have up to 8 years to make the change. The banks will be relieved. They had been expecting even tougher rules. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
And how are those Basel reforms going over in the markets this morning? Quite well. Deutsche Bank, BNP Paribas, Credit Suisse. It's good to be a European bank today. All their shares are way up. In general, stocks are up at least 1% around the world. The Dow Industrials continued their streak on Friday, adding 47 points, about 0.5%, to close at 10,462. The top Republican in the U.S. House surprised Democrats yesterday by saying he would be open to a compromise on taxes. You know, Congress is trying to figure out what to do about tax cuts enacted in the Bush administration that are due to expire at the end of this year. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins us now live from Washington. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning, Bill.
What did House Republican leader John Boehner say?
Well, he said he would be open to a compromise, which was unexpected. Until now, there has been a lot of contention between Republicans and Democrats on this issue. Republicans say all tax cuts in a tough economy are good, even for the rich.
And how many people are we talking about here?
Well, not you and me, Bill, that's for sure. We're talking about 3% of the population not getting a tax break, the very rich. Families making less than $250,000 would get the tax cut. And that's who Boehner was talking about yesterday when he spoke on CBS's Face the Nation.
If the only option I have is to vote for those at 250 and below, of course I'm going to do that. But I'm going to do everything I can to fight to make sure that we extend the current tax rates for all Americans.
Now, the federal government would save about $700 billion if the tax breaks for the rich were eliminated.
Okay, so Nancy, John Boehner appears willing to compromise, as you say, but he's still going to need support from other Republicans. How do they feel?
Well, it's not clear yet. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell hasn't issued any statement on Boehner's remarks.
Okay, Marketplace's Nancy Genzer, Nancy Marshall-Genzer, that is, joining us from Washington, D.C. Thank you, Nancy.
You're welcome.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by CSX, working to reduce traffic and pollution while moving 1 million tons of freight daily. CSX, how tomorrow moves. By Constant Contact Event Marketing, working to help small businesses and nonprofits make their events easier with event registration and marketing tools. ConstantContact.com. And by LendingTree, offering the ability to manage money, credit, and loans all in one place. LendingTree.com.
Media reports say Hertz has raised its offer for the rental car company Dollar Thrifty to almost $1.5 billion to thwart a rival bid by Avis. And in other hard-hitting news, the Oprah Winfrey Show starts its final season today. The show's been taped in Chicago for 25 years, and Chicago Public Radio's Tony Arnold reports the city is starting to contemplate the concept of life without Oprah.
There's no question Oprah has had a sustained economic impact on Chicago. There are the 400 people she employs at her production studio. There are her retail stores. There's all the tourism dollars her audience members spend. And, oh yeah, there's an entire neighborhood she helped revitalize. Ina Pinckney recalls what Chicago's West Loop area used to look like.
You would see all the hookers on Lake Street on Friday afternoon with the truckers coming by, and it was a very unpleasant place to be.
Pinckney runs a restaurant just down the block from Oprah's studios.
The thing that has helped the most was Oprah. When Oprah came to this neighborhood, she really stabilized the neighborhood.
The West Loop is now home to dozens of Chicago's hippest clubs, restaurants, and art galleries. Oprah opened her studios there in 1990. No study's ever been done on her precise economic impact, but University of Chicago economist Charlie Whelan says that the annual amount is easily in the millions.
At bottom, the most significant thing that Oprah did was to produce a show that people wanted to watch more than they wanted to do anything else for that hour that it was on. So at the end of the day, that's the supreme accomplishment here, and she did it for decades. That's an enormous economic value.
Oprah and the show have also been a source of free marketing for Chicago. Her final episode isn't until May, but Whelan says even without the show, Oprah's Harpo Studios can still be a regional hub for film and video production.
One would hope that it actually would continue to have a relatively positive effect, that if you were in the Midwest and you were looking for a place where you needed to produce television, you needed to produce documentaries, you needed to cut film, that the existence of Harpo would be a reason that you would come and do it in Chicago.
Still, a Harpo spokeswoman says not all 400 employees will be kept on staff once the show ends, but details aren't yet available. In Chicago, I'm Tony Arnold for Marketplace.
And finally, Americans are less informed than ever, right? Well, actually, a new survey from the Pew Research Center finds we spend just as much time getting news from TV, radio, and newspapers as we did a decade ago, 57 minutes per day. Plus, we spend another 13 minutes a day getting news online now. So, thanks to technology, we are actually more likely than ever to be informed about such issues as Justin Bieber winning Best New Artist last night at the MTV Video Music Awards. I'm certainly informed about him being dreamy. This is the Marketplace Morning Report in Los Angeles. I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.